Hi, everybody. I'm Joshua Danziger.
And I'm Ethan Canfield. And this is The Young Perspective, where we talk about America's biggest political and social dilemmas from the eyes of two high schoolers.
So welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Young Perspective. I'm proud to announce that we're doing a new series this week. This week, we're talking about QAnon. Next week, we're talking about Antifa, QAnon on the far side of the right party and Antifa on the far side of the left party of the Democrats. We're not going to equate the two, though, you know, the far ends of the parties touch. They're not the same, but I guess we should get started. What is QAnon?
Well, QAnon, at its base, is a completely a crazy conspiracy theory that says that Trump is waging a secret war against the elite Satan-worshipping pedophiles in government, the business, and the media that control the U.S. and the deep state, and that the leftists are running a child sex trafficking ring. And so it started off with this core theory, and it spread on the internet. In October 2017, a person named Q, this anonymous Q, who said that he had Q-level clearance in the government and in the military. He was some big military leader in the U.S. government.
Q-level clearance is a high-level clearance where they have access to a lot of information. He claimed he had that clearance level.
So he called himself Q, and he started posting these messages, these encrypted messages, on a board called 4chan. And these encrypted messages started getting picked up by YouTubers and then other people. And over time, Q started putting more messages, more of these breadcrumbs, they called it. They called them Q-drops. And when he put these messages out, people would find them and they would decode them and they would go along with certain things that Trump was saying in his speeches or they think that Trump was talking about. And so they would say that this is proof that Trump is actually doing these things, that he's working with the military to fight this war against the elite Satan worshiping pedophiles in government.
So Q, you know, he's creating the conspiracy theory. He's saying there's a ring of pedophiles, but he is also saying he is also talking about how Trump is the answer. So he believes that Trump will one day lead a reckoning where prominent people on the left, predominantly, like former presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, they will all be arrested and executed. And Q says that Trump has been communicating with members of QAnon through secret codes. So QAnon believes that whenever Trump uses the number 17, Trump is communicating with QAnon because Q is the 17th letter in the alphabet. They're saying it's secret code between Trump and them, and then Trump is helping them. And Trump has actually played into this. In last October's town hall, talking about the presidential election, Trump was asked about QAnon, and he did not denounce them. He wouldn't denounce them. He wouldn't denounce this crazy theory. So Trump is playing into this. QAnon believes that the reckoning will be called the storm. A couple years ago, Trump gave a speech where he said, this is the calm before the storm. QAnon believes that was a message to them, and they believe the storm is the day of reckoning. Well, Trump will, you know, out all these leftist pedophiles. That's how crazy it is. They also believe that in addition to molesting children, members of the group kill and eat their victims in order to extract a life-extending chemical from their blood. A life-extending chemical from their blood.
But it's crazy. I mean, these things that they're saying are absolutely insane, but it's all true. It's all things that they've actually said that we're talking about. So what happened? Over the past few years, during Trump's presidency, QAnon grew. It gained hundreds of thousands of core followers who believe everything that Q is saying and believe this conspiracy theory, and then other maybe millions of people who actually believe, maybe not all of it, but parts of it, parts of the deep state theory. And so it's crazy. They're spreading all these crazy conspiracy theories throughout the internet on Twitter, Facebook, and all these message boards. And it's taking over the internet and right-wing politics.
And it's surprising how many people actually believe it and follow it. Of course, not all people who may read a lot of QAnon stuff believe everything. It's kind of hard for a large amount of people to believe that there's a ring of child trafficking, you know, Democrats who are drinking, killing their victims and drinking their blood. A lot of people don't believe that, but they do believe that the Democrats are working against Trump and that there is a deep state. So they believe parts of the QAnon theory, conspiracy theory, and they don't believe other parts. But according to a recent NBC study or survey, nearly a fifth of American adults, 17%, believe that a group of Satan-worshipping elites who run a child sex trafficking ring are trying to control our politics. Almost a third believe that voter fraud helped Joe Biden win the 2020 election. And even way more, 39% agree that there's a deep state working to undermine President Trump. Oh, this is not. This is according to the New York Times, right? They wrote this up about the recent NBC study. Wow, 39% believe that there's a deep state working against President Trump. 39%? 39% of how many? 200 million American adults?
Oh my God.
Of course, those surveys are skewed a little bit, like every survey can be. And I personally don't believe it's that high. Pure logic in my brain says it's not that high. But still, there are millions of Americans who are reading QAnon information on platforms such as Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram. A lot of these platforms in recent months have actually banned QAnon accounts because QAnon has been linked to recent violence. For example, on January 6th, the Capitol riots, there were a lot of QAnon followers who turned out to support President Trump.
Yeah, at the rally, there were people wearing signs that said Q on it, and they had big posters with Q on it, and they were saying all this stuff about how Trump, you know, is the savior who's going to come and start this reckoning to take down the deep state. And, you know, there are other people. And then after the insurrection at the riot, you had other QAnon followers who tried to have an assassination plot against Biden. They were arrested, and he's fine, obviously, but that still happened. And QAnon followers started a devastating California wildfire a few weeks ago, and they even started an armed standoff with local law enforcement in Arizona. And this is all in the past month that's been happening with QAnon. So they're not just on the internet. They're also in real life doing terrible things.
A couple months ago, there was also a QAnon follower who went to the Hoover Dam and claimed he was going to blow up the Hoover Dam, right? He was going to fight against the institution. The Hoover Dam was a representation of the institution. He was going to blow it up. Law enforcement had to take him down. QAnon is working in the real world. They're around.
Yeah, they even tried hijacking the hashtag Save the Children, which is a fundraising campaign for a legitimate anti-child trafficking organization. But they hijacked it and started using it as a recruiting tactic for QAnon. It's crazy what they're doing. Complete nonsense.
But it's even crazier to me how people believe it. Yeah. There have been studies into why people believe these conspiracy theories, and a lot of them compare these conspiracy theories to a game. Humans work well with games. That's why we like board games. That's why we like sports. That's why we like, you know, game shows. Our minds work in games. QAnon and conspiracy theories are a game. They're making up fictional characters. Think about it like Dungeons and Dragons. They're making up fictional characters and ideas, and the people, the members of QAnon, have to go and do missions, you know, to add a level or to get something done. They have to go do a mission. And it's not only a mission online, it's a mission in the real world.
And what are these missions? Well, they're trying to find these drops. So when Q, this person in the military who's anonymous and is trying to reach out to them, is putting these encrypted messages on the internet, they're able to find it, and they're trying to decode them and figure out how does it align to what Trump's saying in politics right now. And so they're turning into this game. And it's also the power of the masses. When you have hundreds of thousands of people saying, this is true, this is true. And when you're a Trump supporter who kind of believes a lot of the stuff he says, well, you'd be happy to adopt what other people are saying. And it's kind of like it gangs up and it kind of exponentially grows how all these people are coming together. And eventually it's turned into this huge thing that's causing havoc over the internet and even in real life.
The growth of QAnon over the past couple of years represents a larger trend in the Republican Party. As we saw on January 6th, there were a lot of different far-right groups who showed up to support Trump. They had crazy things on their shirts. They had made a lot of crazy claims. You had 6 million Jews were not enough killed in the Holocaust. You know, you had all these racist, anti-Semitic, xenophobic things. QAnon showed up. So this is a trend in the Republican Party, not only towards extremism, but towards the death of fact and truth. At the end of the day, what QAnon is, it's a big old lie, right? There is very, very little or no truth in the conspiracy theory of QAnon. And this is a larger trend we've seen in the Republican Party moving rightward. A lot of Republican House members voted to overturn the election. They voted to, you know, do recounts. A lot of Republicans thought the election was fraudulent. that shows a shift rightward towards what a lot of these extremist groups like QAnon are saying. QAnon said Trump won the election, right? Because QAnon loves Trump. And what is QAnon doing after Trump? Well, they're still saying that we have to end this trafficking of children, and that, you know, Trump was our savior. They're trying to figure out what to do. And one thing is certain, we're not done with QAnon.
Yeah. And it also represents the divide between Trumpists and normal Republicans who don't support Trump and his values. We've been seeing this over the entirety of Trump's presidency, but it's even become more stark in the last month or two after the insurrection at the Capitol. And so you have these people who support QAnon and support Trump on the alt-right. And then you have other Republicans who are holding on to their party and don't want it to slip into what's happening on the right. They want to keep it to its core values that it's been for 100 years. And so they don't want to see it go to the place that Donald Trump took it. They want to keep it where it is. But the Trumpists want to take it to where they want to take it. So it's a big pull and a big divide between them. And it's definitely apparent with QAnon.
But we've seen a lot of Republican leaders, lawmakers, they've moved toward Trumpism, maybe not because they believe it themselves. A lot of them are pretty smart. Maybe not because they believe it, because that's what they need to do to get votes, right? If the people in their districts believe all these crazy ideas and are struggling to believe truth, then these lawmakers, in order to get elected, they need to shift their ideas to appease the audience, right? To appease the electorate. And the end goal of every politician is to get reelected. You know, especially if you're in the House, because you need to get reelected every other couple of years.
Take someone like Ted Cruz. We're from Texas. We're from Houston. He's our senator. He has supported Trump again and again and again and again, over and over again, even after Trump has made fun of him, his wife has
insulted his wife. So rude to his wife.
So even after all that has happened, and he probably personally doesn't agree with a lot of Trump things that Trump says, he still supports him because he knows that if he doesn't support him, his voters won't support him, because his voters have gone to the side of Trumpism and have gone to QAnon, not all of them, but some of them, and at least they all support Trump. So he has to support Trump as well to get elected. And that's what's happening with the Republican Party. But then you have other Republicans like Mitt Romney who don't want to support Trump, and they're trying to hold on to their values that they had for years and years, and they don't want to support Trump. They want to keep being the same politician they always were.
So the question now becomes, after Trump, will the Republican Party split in two, or will Trumpism be eaten up by conservatism, or will probably more likely, or that I predict, conservatism will be eaten up by Trumpism? I really hope that doesn't happen, as Trumpism leads to things like QAnon, which are destructive and, you know, wrong.
Well, I guess we'll just have to see, and we'll see what ends up happening in the next few years in Biden's presidency. And what ends up happening now that Trump is out of office and he has less authority over the government. He's just another man, but he obviously still has some presence in the media.
And, you know, he has 70 million followers.
Right, exactly. So it's hard to say what will happen, but it's definitely something that it's not going away. QAnon, it's not going away.
This is going to conclude this week's episode of The Young Perspective. Make sure to log in next week as we have a big episode, kind of like this one where we're talking about Antifa. And we're talking about, you know, how it represents trends in the Democratic Party. So thank you, everybody, for listening. If you want to find more of us, you can find us where, Ethan?
You can find our Instagram at @the_young_perspective. You can email us at ejtheyoungperspective@gmail.com, or you can visit our website at theyoungperspective.net.
Wow. New URL.
Yeah.
From Ethan. Ethan organized a new URL. Go check it out. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
And remember, this was The Young Perspective.